Yeah, family. This FBA shit is starting to go too far. And let me preface my statements, give a little disclaimer. I'm not shaming FBA. I got nothing against Tariq Nasheed or this particular movement. I don't even think this is like I really don't think that it involves Tariq Nasheed. I do, however, feel like there is a tendency, and maybe it's the music, maybe it's whatever. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on what it is, but we have a tendency to bring this sort of like gang mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that you clan? Where you from? Into this sort of thing. You know, like before years ago, before we started getting into this, it was the Hebrew Israelite. Oh, yo, I'm Hebrew Israelite. I'm more. I'm Kemet. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Before that, it was, oh, nah, I'm Baptist. Oh, nah. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Methodist. I'm Protestant. I'm blah, 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 blah. We do too. Like, we focus so much on the stupid shit. The stupid shit. And what I mean by is going too far. So today on Twitter, I'm looking around. And I see that this post going around about Dr. Umar Johnson being Cuban. Like, this could be true. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he's still FBA. Being Cuban doesn't automatically not make you FBA. Like, you can be have like a Cuban descent and still have ties to slavery here. That is very possible. There's too much of a dichotomous view. It's either or. You know, that's what I mean. And a lot of that, and I will say this, I know that Western society is responsible for a lot of it, but why do we keep leaning on shit like that? Like, for me, what FBA is, it talks about a culture. It talks about people with a similar experience. It really don't have nothing, like, because when you look at the grand scheme of things, when you talk about the United States, there's a lot of black folks that have lineages from different places. You know, they only stopped importing slaves in like what, 1820 something, 1824 or so, something around that time, around that period, so like early 1800s. So what about all that time in between? What about those people who were still sneaking in? You know, what about France? What about Cuba when they left? That's why I'm not really too surprised. Like, when Fidel Castro kicked the Cubans out, yeah, some of them brought some of their slaves with them. Like, this is family, there's some shit that y'all need to keep out your mouth until you do the research. And like, people like, and this is an American thing, because people do this all across the board, where whoever, like, the person who's right is the person who has the most, like, who has the latest episode talking about something with some facts, or maybe some facts or some details that they hadn't heard before. It don't even have to be true or not. That's something I've learned. And what a lot of people, a lot of these facts don't even have to be true. They just have to sound good, because they're not going to validate a goddamn thing. So this FBA shit, and I get it. Like, yes, we know that they hire people from other countries to make us look bad. Yeah, I get it. But guess what? They still hire niggas from this country. I don't want to hear shit about FBA when the majority of the fucking infiltrators of the Black Panthers and a Nation of Islam and so many other groups were FBA. Y'all got to get that through y'all skull. Y'all got to get that through your skull. And guess what? Dr. Ben ain't FBA. William Leo Hansberry wasn't FBA. There's a lot of people. Edward Scobee wasn't FBA. What's the fucking point? They loyal to blackness. We fight in the same enemy. We literally on the same page. And we have all benefited from those people's contributions. We have. We absolutely have. This shit is ridiculous. Where we starting to take this, like, this whole ideology, like, oh yeah, then the ops over there. Like, it's this whole mindset that we seem to be taking with this FBA. And then motherfuckers is going around like they checking people on it. Motherfucker, you don't do shit for the community. How the fuck? I ought to be checking you, nigga. Because this shit is out of control. Motherfuckers want to get on Twitter and Instagram like they doing something. You niggas ain't doing shit but running your mouths. Now, family, you guys know I'm not the biggest fan of Umar Johnson. I shouldn't have to say it, but it's been said, so there's no point of me going back on that. But you guys should understand that there is no, I, there's not me like trying to defend somebody I like. It's the principal. Give a fuck about who it is when the principal is off. No, that's when you guys need to be checked. You non-reading ass niggas. Always wanting to point a finger at somebody ass niggas. Always wanting, oh, where he from ass nigga. But stop all that fucking gang shit. And y'all new motherfuckers couldn't even make the cut. A lot of y'all with that mentality who jumped into that Hebrew Israelite, that Moors, that Aboriginal shit, now doing this FBA shit. You know, a lot of y'all motherfuckers wanted to be that. Y'all was listening to the music wanting to be that. That's why your fucking mind's all fucked up. Now this give you the perfect excuse to go in there and get the set tripping. But you, oh, you Cuban, you this, you that. Nigga, what are you and what the fuck have you done for the community? What makes you any different from this brother over here? Well, I'm FBA. Okay, and? The fuck that mean? Really? Yeah, sure, it means something, but what the fuck does it mean? While people out here talking about I'm FBA like that's your approval card or something. That shit is like, and I've been talking to people about that. That was sort of my issue with it because I felt like this could be a potential issue. But the issue ain't with people like Tariq Nasheed. Tariq Nasheed ain't tell nobody to go out there and do that. Now, he do go get the checking sometimes. We can't admit that. He hears somebody with a bit of an accent. He is, you know what I'm saying? But that's him. That's him. And that also has a lot to do with his reality. Because I saw them spaces. And I was attacked in certain spaces. When a lot of this shit really started popping off, the records is out there, family. Y'all can see it. As a matter of fact, my reaction is still on this platform because I was pissed off. I'm like, how the hell all these hundreds, like hundreds? This wasn't like 4, 5... 12, 18, 25, no, I got 162 messages from these dudes, these tethers. So it's not like it don't exist. We know they exist. I used to work with one. And the cold part about it was nobody liked her ass. Like she was an African from Sierra Leone or something like that. But nobody, and it was cool because it was fun, not cool, but it was funny because it seemed like she was trying to be cool with motherfuckers and find common ground with all these Indian folks out there in Silicon Valley, and motherfuckers don't understand them Indians in Silicon Valley don't give a fuck about you. I know that though, I worked out there many years, many, many years. But this shit is ridiculous, going back to what's going on, what I'm seeing on Twitter, what I also see on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, like, motherfuckers want to talk about this FBA shit left and right, but what about FBA motherfuckers that's a cancer to the community? Y'all not checking them. Where's that same energy for that Taharka Bay? And we've been... Listen, a lot of y'all, like what Tariq did is nothing new. Go look at Sarnetta. A lot of y'all may not even know who he is, but go look at Sarnetta. The work about Taharka Bay been out there, and it's a weird thing. I'm not saying that there's a connection, but it just seems to be a lot of weird pedophilic type people hanging around HLK. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying that it's related. It just seems like a lot of interesting activity from people like Taharka Bay, who was featured and popularized on HLK, like Brother Polite, who's going through what he's going through. Like, what's that other person? This conspiracy theorist. They found out there was some paperwork on him messing with minors and shit. Solar Mind, there you go. I don't give a fuck. They pedophiles. Like, you know, I don't know about Polite, but that shit is just weird. Like, what the fuck was you doing? Like, you admitting to a 12, 13-year-old being at the club with you. That shit is weird to me. There's no way you can make that shit make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going out there. I'm not going to attack you for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going out my way to bring down another black man, but that shit is weird. But that's my thing, family. All these weirdos, FBA weirdos. I wish somebody would try to check me about my FBA-ness. Y'all motherfuckers is less FBA than me. Which y'all, but especially based on what y'all think it is, talking about, you know, black Indians and shit like that. And shit, y'all, I wish somebody would. And then I'm going to call you out on what the fuck if you done for the community or attempted for the community outside of running your fucking mouth. Motherfuckers on YouTube and Twitter faithfully every day talking shit. Ain't read a motherfucking book. Ain't did a video. Ain't try to start a nonprofit. Ain't worked on no website. Ain't did a motherfucking thing for the community. But want to sit up there and listen. I got certain questions about what's going on with Umar Johnson. But Umar Johnson has been a bigger benefit than a lot of you niggas. Despite of what some people may feel about him or this whole new take on FBA. And the one thing I will say about that is like, Tariq, you are going, nigga, you got to reel it. You got to rein in this shit. Shit, I know we from California and shit. We deal with this shit every day. At least that's my perspective of it. When I'm looking at it, I'm a Cali dude. I'm from the Bay. We deal with these kind of weird ass politics every fucking day. You know, I just, man. So there's a part of me that really does kind of like that, like fuck with that. Like I understand that mentality and this whole thing, this whole black and brown coalition. I've been telling people that's some bullshit. I've been telling people that, and we know that. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of people who don't. It's just the reality of it. But where this shit is starting to go, how people are starting to take it. But again, I just say that in terms of because he coined the phrase foundational black American. That's it. But does he truly have like a responsibility? Let's be really honest here. No, because it's you niggas. It's the same niggas who was in the Dan Calloway party talking about all that shit. And then when that shit got exposed, they go jump to the next thing. Like motherfuckers just want to, they just want to be a part of something. That's really what it is. And they listen to music that glorifies that. And I throw that into the equation because there has to be some sort of source. There has to be some sort of cause of why people are acting like this. It makes no sense to me. It's really ridiculous. That's been my argument for a long time as it pertains to FBA. Now, FBA wanting reparations is very different from people who are FBA just hating on everybody that's non-FBA. Two things can be true at the same time. A lot of us have to evolve our fucking thinking. Our thinking is too basic. It's too binary. It's either or. We got to get out that shit. That shit don't work for us. You over here like, oh shit. Well, if he ain't FBA, then he must be. No, you still need to evaluate. I don't give a fuck. Motherfucker can wear the uniform all they want to. That don't make them official. Really? It's a problem, yo. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Motherfuckers is defending Negroes. FBA motherfuckers like, yay. Like, where's the same smoke? This motherfucker is a collaborator. A disgusting collaborator. There is no excusing his behavior. And a lot of us who are sitting up here trying to excuse his behavior have not been paying attention, have not been documenting. I don't give a fuck if they threw his ass into the loony bin. And that is true. And I do feel like there is some difference. You can hear it in his voice. But just because the nigga called out a certain situation for Beyonce's sake or said certain things in the past, that does not mean that he ever stood for us. First of all, my stepdaddy met him way before his mama even died. This nigga been arrogant. He just talks softer now. After he's gone through that experience. Then he been an arrogant ass motherfucker. That part of it is not different about him. Y'all just like, y'all fucking get into these celebrities, yo. Like, this shit is crazy. I don't dig that. That's crazy. Well, since when that motherfucker was deep? Never. Never. He ain't never been deep a day in his motherfucking life. And for the motherfuckers who think that he was ever deep, y'all didn't know shit and still don't know shit. Motherfucking yay. Y'all got more smoke for non-FBA folks that is... If y'all ain't said shit about Kanye and his constant pandering, and y'all niggas... Y'all hypocritical as fuck. Because when one of these brothers that talk this high power black shit deal with white women, y'all all over they ass. Kanye's done nothing but talk this high power black shit and done nothing but bust nuts in white bitches. Y'all ain't got no kind of smoke for him. Y'all fake as fuck. Y'all is so... And then people want to get on there and talk about how many of us know just because you got a bunch of people in the room saying, yeah, that don't mean that they all standing with you. Again, I'm talking about this gang mentality. Everybody want to be a part of the gang. Ain't nobody putting in no work. And when it come time to put in some work, everybody gone. Where you at? This is exactly what this is. When it comes to this black shit, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people saying, yeah. But when the shit go down, they ain't going to really be there. And you can see it. You can tell the ones that's really going to be there, because these are the ones that's really trying to act buck right now, finding any little thing to try to elevate themselves and make themselves feel good. Like, I bet that little detail about, oh yeah, nigga, I'm finna expose, hit. Like, all these other Negroes out here that need to be exposed. Hell, even if it didn't have to be, you can find a non-FBA tether and deal with that. That's not hard. But you more into the drama of it. And that's what I've seen when I've been looking at, like, this whole quote-unquote conscious movement. It has been oversaturated by people who want to deal with this gang mentality. Oh, I'm more. No, I'm Aboriginal more. I'm Hebrew Israelite. I'm Kemi. You know, now it's I'm FBA. Oh, no, I'm Pan-African. You ain't Pan-African if you're talking about that FBA. Well, you ain't FBA if you're talking about that. Like, this shit is ridiculous. So everybody sounds stupid and ignorant talking that shit. Sounds stupid. Somebody tried to tell me that a few weeks ago. I'm not Pan-African because I want reparations for FBA. Well, are you kidding me? I want everybody to get our reparations. I want West Africa to get their reparations from France and all those other countries. England, all that shit. I want us all to get paid. Why the hell are you stepping in the way of like, I would never step in the way of benefits for Africa, Jamaica, AT, and nothing like that. Matter of fact, motherfuckers want to go into Haiti right now. I've been telling motherfuckers, like, hey, no, that ain't cool. They don't want you in there. A lot of African nations don't want to deal with these Europeans, and I'm in full support of that. I'm in full support of anything that they can get. But don't let these people put this Jedi mind trick on you, and then the other people, see, because the reason I'm saying this, because there's some people that aren't necessarily those folks, but they getting caught up in the mix. They getting caught up in the mix of all this bullshit. At the end of the day, we got to deal with this white Bakra Tamhu. At the end of the day, that's who we got to deal with. You know, and we got to deal with them coons too, family. That should go without saying at this point how I feel about a motherfucking coon. But this shit, this shit is getting ridiculous. It's distracting. And it's not going to get us anywhere. It's not productive. It's not productive. It's not productive actions. It's not productive thinking. So that's the kind of thing that really, yeah, we're going to have to check that. We're going to have to check that. Like, there needs to be a FBA meeting, and we got to get this shit clear. Very, very clear. Because it ain't Tariq out there causing all this rift. It's those people. Tariq ain't said that. Two things can be true at the same time. Motherfucker can be watchful for tethers. Especially considering, like, how many times the government has sent motherfuckers to his house and shit. How many people go into actually that who are legitimate tethers who go in to either jack up his space or go on while he's streaming and doing his thing? He has legitimate reasons to have beef with these tethers. You gotta put certain things into its proper context and its perspective. But it's the people that who don't deal with that, who ain't never cracked open a book. And I say that because, like, some of the things that people say, if they had any idea of history, if they did any research, they wouldn't be surprised. This Umar Johnson thing shouldn't even be a surprise to people who know. Dumb. It's just dumb. Then on the same tip, You got, like, and that's the other part too. We still like the Hebrew Israelites, and we don't even understand why they punk asses was out there protesting the rally for reparations. Because they telling you, even though a lot of them are FBA, they telling you we don't fuck with FBA. Where's that same smoke for them? Not only are they going out their way to talk about how they not FBA, they are actively protesting against us. What the fuck are we doing? A bunch of hypocritical bullshit. It don't make no damn sense. Shit is getting out of hand, y'all. This shit is getting out of hand. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep it straight like this. When your criticisms outweigh your contributions, you know what you are. A lot of motherfuckers got criticisms. They get online every day with their punk ass criticisms. They ain't putting in no work. They ain't putting in no study. They ain't trying to do nothing that gonna benefit their fucking community. Nothing that they doing has their community in mind. They just online talking shit. We deserve better than that, family. From ourselves. We deserve better. You deserve better than to be acting like a goddamn fool. All these wannabe, like, stop listening to this music, you wannabe gangbangers. That's all I'm getting out of it. Y'all couldn't gangbang. Y'all like the kind of music though, especially now over the last decade or so. That's all y'all like is gang gang. Ain't never been in a gang. But it's all gang gang, and then y'all adopt this punk ass mentality. Cause it's gang gang. Get the fuck out of here. Soft ass. Anyway, with that being said, family, y'all can tell this is one of them days. I'm not liking nothing. Not a goddamn thing. Too much ridiculousness. And it needs to be addressed.